everyone. I'm Anjima. Hello! Welcome to Musings and Mutterings from the Mind of a Japanese Idol Fan. Hello and welcome back! Yay! The opening for this podcast today was Dear My Hero by Yuka Ueno. This is from her third single, I believe, that was released this year. So if you like it, please try and find it to check it out. It's a really nice song. It'll also be at the end of the podcast. Anyway, this is my third episode. Yay! And, well, I really don't have a plan for what to talk about, so I'm just gonna talk about random stuff. But first off, I hope everyone had a really great holiday. Obviously, Christmas just ended. To those who don't celebrate Christmas, I do hope that you had a really good time regardless, and that you had a nice day off, if you had a day off, or that you just had a nice day spent with family or friends or doing what you love. For those who do celebrate Christmas, I hope that you had a wonderful day, you got everything you wish for, and that you just spent a joyous time with family, friends, and loved ones, etc, etc. I had a pretty good Christmas. Well, it's really good. I like Christmas where I live because I have all my family around me. However, this year it was a little more relaxed than normal, I think. That said, we had two babies in the house. How that was relaxing, I don't know, but it was my baby nephew's first Christmas and my little niece's third Christmas overall. She got a little bit more into it than she would have last year. So yeah, next year I think she'll know fully what Christmas is, and oh dear, that'll be hell to pay, I bet. Anyway, it was fun, and I hope that you've all had a great time as well. But now that it's over and done with, we're getting into the new year. It's coming up swiftly upon us. It'll be here soon, guys. Next week. I mean, next time I do a podcast, it will be the new year. 2015. How many of you are excited? I'm excited. I'm hoping that next year I'm a little bit more involved in my blog, because this year I really wasn't, and that really made me sad, because I love doing my blog and I love writing on it. Even if it's a pain in the ass sometimes to try and write something at least once a week, because that's what I used to try and do, I love doing it regardless, because it's something I'm passionate about and something that I want to share with everyone. So I hope for next year I get to do a few things. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions for my blog. And for idols in general, I hope that next year I look at more idols, I watch more PVs, and I can review some more stuff, because I look back at what I did this year and I am seriously lacking in the review department, and that's what I mostly do on my blog. So not good. Not good, guys. I feel so bad for not doing anything, and I know I shouldn't because I was busy and such, but you know. But with the new year coming upon us, and with obviously Christmas as well, December is one of the busiest times of the year, I think, for me as a blogger personally, because in December I do Christmas reviews, and I do a series called The 12 Days of Idols, which I closed on December 24th because Christmas Day, yay. And yeah, so that's just 12 days of me completely writing just idol PV reviews on Christmas songs and Christmas videos, and it was really fun. It was hard for me to find some videos or some singles to review, but I still had fun looking for them, and I found some really good videos as well this year, so I was really happy. Yeah, I really just enjoy doing a series because it means I have to be constant and everything like that. Even though I did miss a day or two because I was tired and procrastinating, but that's my fault. However, I think for doing something that long every day, I think it can be forgiven a little bit. But yeah, and now with the new year coming up, it's even more posts added, which is why December is probably the busiest ever, because I not only do reviews, but I also have my end of year posts, and those are going to be so difficult to do. I've only just done my PVs of the year, and I really didn't watch a lot of videos this year, so it was really difficult to come up with as many videos as I did. I had to look back and rewatch a lot of things in order to be able to give you the list that I have, and even though I'm not satisfied with the amount I've watched this year, I can't help it. Maybe next year I will have watched a whole lot more and will be able to give more, who knows. But next up, it's the top songs of the year 2014, and luckily I have listened to a few more songs than I have watched videos, so hopefully that list will be a little bit better and it'll feel a lot more complete to me. But I need to do a top 20. It's not like I have to do a top 20, but I really want to do a top 20 because there were some really good songs released this year, and Hello Project did actually really kill it with songs, but I will shut up about what songs I want to pick or anything right now, because it's gotta be a surprise, because it's my end of year list, you know? You know. But you're probably listening to this after I've posted that list. Who knows? But yeah, I've also got to look for my few top songs that were really bad or pretty meh, but I might not be able to find any. I've got two. But I'll look back at some songs and see what I think about them. And we'll see. But yeah, no, I really enjoy making these lists. And people seem to like top lists, like top 10 or top 20, etc. I don't know what's so addictive about top so many lists. I mean, even I like them. I like seeing what people think about a video or a song. It's just really fun, because you get an idea of what they like and then you can go look at it as well. So I guess that's the appeal of lists. But yeah, it just seems to be something everyone likes. So when my lists come out, or the lists that have come out, please do enjoy them and look at the songs or look at the videos and see if you find something that you enjoy as well. And if you disagree with me, that's perfectly fine. If you agree with me, that's a-okay as well. So yay! Anyway, aside from that, I've really not done a lot this week, other than blogging. Blogging has been something I've just been doing completely this week, rather than anything else. I went Christmas shopping, obviously. I spent time with my family and friends, but blogging has been like one of my top priorities because I actually have the time now. That said, I do have to kind of crack on with some of my work for university, but I'm kind of putting that on the back burner because work. I don't want to do it. I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now, you know? But what can we do? I've got one more week here at home and then I'm off back to university, so I've got to do work then. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next week that's coming up, because it's pretty much just going to be a focus on a lot of different things. My friends, doing my blog, and looking at what I've got to do for my work and such, and planning it out and everything, you know, all that jazz. I'm also going to go to the movies, hopefully, and watch something, and then I'll be able to talk about that in my next podcast. Yay! Because I really do actually want to talk about film at some point on here. Talking about film is something I do want to try, because I do enjoy film and it's what I study, and I would actually just like to speak very casually about it, because I know film is something that everyone likes. It's much like music, it's a very universal topic and we can all talk about it and we all enjoy it, and it's just something that everyone can kind of agree on, in a way that they like a bit of film once in a while. Some people don't probably, but in terms of music and film, we can all agree that it's something we enjoy a bit of every once in a while, or a lot, who knows. But yeah, my plans pretty much for the next week are to essentially blog, be with friends, be with family, and then go back off to university and study and work. So yeah, what are your plans for this week coming, and are you looking forward to any top lists that people are bringing out on their blogs for idols at all, or for films, or for books, etc., that have appeared in 2014? Let me know. Because it's ending, guys. 2015 is just around the corner. It crept up on us like a ninja. Anyways, but yeah, no, scary to think that a new year is coming up and an old year is ending. Whoa. Oh, gosh. So yeah, what are the things that you have enjoyed in 2014? And have you had any videos you really liked or really disliked? And have you found any songs which were kind of like the number one song for you to listen to for the entire year? Yeah, let me know that. Think about it and just let me know. You don't have to let me know. You can just think of it in your head and think, yes, it's this song. Oh, no, it's that song, etc., etc. Think about it and think of what made 2014 great for you. For me, it was probably the fact that I got to do a lot more stuff this year than I had anticipated. Like, I got to go to university, I got to go to Holland, and yeah, 2014, it's been a busy year, but it's been a great year. And whilst I'm sad to see it go, I am looking forward to what 2015 brings me in terms of university, family, because next year I get a new baby nephew. Ah, yay! In terms of blogging and writing and stuff like that. So yeah, 2015, here we go! Anyway, I will see you all in the next year. So, I'm going to say goodbye to you for 2014. And when I see you next time, it'll be hello 2015. Yay! So, until we talk again, guys, I will let you go. Let it go. I need to stop singing now. Okay. So, until then, ta-ta, Janet, and bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and Happy New Year! I'll probably say that again in the next podcast.